Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now, as I told you earlier in our earlier lecture that Elizabethan era is emphatically an era of drama. However, prose was also written during this time. And one of the greatest writers of prose was Francis Bacon. Now, the dates of Francis Bacon are from 1561 to 1626. Francis Bacon, along with being a writer, he was a lawyer, he was a statesman, philosopher, and he had the title of Lord Chancellor of England. Between 1618 to 21. Lord Chancellor se aap ye samjho that, you know, somebody having the rank of a cabinet minister. He was a member of parliament at that time. And in terms of the important works that he has written, one is called The Advancement of Learning. Advancement of Learning. Uske baad Novum Organum. N-O-V-U-M. Novum. O-R-G-A-N-U-M. Organum. Uske baad ek novel hai, The New Atlantis. I'll just discuss that in a minute. And he is famous as a essay writer. His essays are very famous. Uske baad aapko ek aur cheez yaad rakhni chahiye that he is also famous for the method of inductive reasoning. Now, aapne pehle suna hoga deductive reasoning. There's also something called inductive reasoning. And Francis Bacon is the one who is famous for inductive reasoning. I'll explain that in a minute. But before that, let's go through his important works. Now, the full title of The Advancement of Learning is Of the Professions and Advancement of Learning, Divine and Human. This was published in the year 1605. Title hai, Of the Professions and Advancement of Learning, Divine and Human. Ye complete title hai iska. Aur jo The Advancement of Learning hai, ye bas ek short form hai iska. Now, one of the things that Francis Bacon talks about in this is, he proposed a new science of observation, observation and experiment, to replace the traditional Aristotelian science. That is the principal thing that he talks about in this, Advancement of Learning. A new science of observation and experiment. And the next work is called Novum Organum. English mein iska translation hai, New Organ or Instrument. And it is here that he talks about the inductive method or the Baconian method of reasoning or studying. After that, as I said that he was an essayist. He wrote many essays and he is very famous for his essays. And the complete title of his essays is Religious Meditations, Places of Essays or Counsels, Civil and Moral. Essays or Counsels, Civil and Moral. So all of his essays are very short. They are not intended to be, you know, exhaustive explanations of anything. But something which will make you curious to find out more. So in short, he tries to talk about many things. And his essays are famous because, you know, there are many famous quotations directly derived from his essays. And much of the contents of his essays is said to be derived from Plutarch. Plutarch, the great writer. And you should understand that his concern, the concern of Francis Bacon, is emphasizing public morality and private virtue. Is cheez ke liye unhone itne sare essays likhe the. Not for the sake of just imitating Plutarch. Not for that sake, but providing counsels, be it about public morality or private virtue. Us cheez ke liye likha tha inhone. Aur uske baad, let me tell you few famous quotations. These are all from his essays. Quote, there is no excellent beauty that hath not some strangeness in the proportion. Unquote. There is no excellent beauty that hath not some strangeness in the proportion. Matlab ye ke, no matter how beautiful anybody may be, there is some kind of strangeness even in that beautiful person. Uske baad ek aur famous quotation hai inka. Quote, some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. Unquote. Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. Matlab ye ki every book need not be read fully. Some you have to just read little bit. Some you have to be more serious about. And there are some books which have to be totally internalized and totally learned by heart. Dekho uske baad ek aur quotation hai inka. Quote, if a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Unquote. If a man will begin with certainties, he shall end in doubts. But if he will be content to begin with doubts, he shall end in certainties. Unquote. This, however, is from his work called Advancement of Learning. So broadly, is quotation ka ye matlab hai that whenever you start learning, don't start to learn with a closed mind, but learn with an open mind. After you have read a lot, then you can become certain about many things in life or the world. ठीक है, देखो और essays से इनका एक और quotation है, quote, men fear death as children fear to go in the dark, and as that natural fear in children is increased with tales, so is the other, unquote. ठीक है, men fear death as children fear to go in the dark, and as that natural fear in children is increased with tales, so is the other. उसके बाद देखो इनके essays जो हैं, इनके titles क्या हैं? For instance, of death, of revenge, ठीक है, of truth, of adversity, of love, of envy, ठीक है. तो ये छोटे छोटे essays जो लिखे हुए हैं, these have been written on different issues, you know, and he wrote on aspects of law, science, history, government, politics, ethics, religions, सारा कुछ cover कर दिया almost इन्होंने, ठीक है, about parents, children, health and so on, ठीक है. और revenge के बारे में इनका एक famous phrase है, that revenge is a kind of wild justice, ठीक है, revenge is a kind of wild justice, and this comes from his essay of revenge, ठीक है. Now उसके बाद देखो, the next important work is Insto Ratio, ठीक है, Insto Ratio Magna, which literally translates into great instauration, ठीक है, great instauration, INSTAURATION, great instauration, ठीक है. However, this grand work was never completed, ठीक है. और जो दो work मैंने mention किए, the advancement of learning and novum organum, these two works were a part of this larger work, Insto Ratio Magna, ठीक है. But as I told you that Insto Ratio Magna was never fully completed. उसके बाद देखो, there is one more work by Francis Bacon called The New Atlantis, ठीक है. Now this was a kind of scientific novel, ठीक है, describing another utopia. Now another fact about this novel is it is incomplete, ठीक है. और इसमें होता क्या है, there is a mythical island called Bensalem, ठीक है, Bensalem, Bensalem, which is discovered by a crew of European ship crew members after they are lost in the Pacific Ocean, ठीक है. And what happens in the remaining plot is that these crew members gradually discover how this island is governed, ठीक है, its customs, its laws, everything. They also find out that no, this island has state-sponsored scientific institution, ठीक है, the Solomon's House. So it is a kind of research university, ठीक है. And what is interesting is that the inhabitants of this island have banished philosophy as well as other areas of knowledge and instead applied the Baconian method of investigating nature, ठीक है. And let me remind you that the great work that I was talking about, Insto Ratio Magna, ठीक है, or the great institution of true philosophy, ये जो था, this itself was intended to replace the existing school curriculum or university curriculum, be it of philosophy of anything, and to substitute everything with a more comprehensive up to date education, ठीक है. The idea was not to banish philosophy or anything, but to replace it with something better, ठीक है. तो ये जो island के जो inhabitants हैं, they have applied the Baconian method and that is why they are prospering, ठीक है. And it is said that, you know, in this island there is generosity, there is enlightenment, there is dignity, there is splendor, there is piety as well as public spirit amongst the inhabitants as well as the rulers. That is why it is a kind of utopia, ठीक है. And it is this idea of science, you know, as being a collaborative undertaking which should be conducted in a very very impersonal methodical way in order to give benefits to mankind, ठीक है. This is the purpose that has been highlighted in this novel, The New Atlantis, but unfortunately it is incomplete, ठीक है. So whenever you study the prose works of Elizabethan times, definitely go through the works of Sir Francis Bacon, ठीक है. Whether it be the advancement of learning or the novum organum, both of these are a part of the larger work called Insto Ratio Magna or the great instauration, ठीक है. Afterwards, the utopian novel called The New Atlantis, and as I told you, the famous essays of Sir Francis Bacon, ठीक है. Now after that, remember I told you also inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. दोनों में difference क्या है? Inductive is something which is also called Baconian form of reasoning. First of all, deductive reasoning. It means deducing something smaller from many statements or something larger. Baconian क्या है? और inductive reasoning क्या है? A method of reasoning from a part to a whole. So we arrive at a larger conclusion based on some smaller fact or principle. ठीक है? So both of these are different, almost opposites. Inductive reasoning and deductive reasoning. Francis Bacon is famous for inductive reasoning. ठीक है?